The paid sick leave proposal is backed by the Seattle Coalition for a Healthy Workforce and about 20 local businesses. Seattle City Council member Nick Licata is spearheading the plan.
Everyone gets sick at some point, and we don't want to have a situation where people feel that they have to stay home and lose a paycheck or go to work and spread their disease, or if their child is sick, take a day off from work. This makes Seattle a healthy environment for the employees and the businesses more successful.
The ordinance would mandate all businesses with fewer than 50 full-time employees offer their workers up to 5 paid sick days a year. Companies with more than 50 employees would have to provide up to 9 days off, depending on their size. The new plan also allows employees to choose between trading a shift with a coworker and using a sick day. An earlier version of the proposal, one modeled on San Francisco's plan, which was tougher on small businesses, has been strongly opposed by labor unions and the Washington Restaurant Association. They argue the ordinance will create an onerous expense, cause prices to rise, and force businesses to reduce employee numbers. Local restaurant owner David Meinert was one of those critics. But after working with the coalition to make concessions favoring small business owners, he now backs the plan.
And I think the coalition in this case maybe didn't understand business as much as they could have. They recognized that. They were open to talking with business owners and learning about it and adjusting this ordinance.
If adopted, Seattle would be the 4th city in the country to require employers to provide paid sick leave, following the footsteps of San Francisco, Milwaukee, and Washington, D.C. The council will consider the proposal this summer. KPLU News, Vanessa Romo.